to remember those that are not here tonight, those that are at the wake, and maybe some other reasons people are not here as well. I believe that God's going to do something tonight. I really believe that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go ahead and I'm just going to let you be seated. How's that sound? You're tired, aren't you? It's Wednesday or Thursday evening. Thursday evening. We might stand here in a minute. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. A lot of times we just struggle getting our prayers answered. And I've heard it said, well, God always answers. No, he don't. I'm sorry, but he don't. God doesn't always answer prayer. Because he can't answer prayer where there's unbelief. God does not respond to your prayer. He responds to your faith. You can pray all night long, and I've said it many times, maybe not from this pulpit, but you can pray all night long and not believe, and God is not going to move for you. But you could stand like Joshua and say, son, stand thou still, and the whole universe stops. Not because of his prayer, but because of his faith. Not discounting prayer. You need if you want that kind of faith, you got to have a prayer life in the shadows that nobody knows about. You're going to have to have a background of prayer and a background of fasting, so that when you stand out in the crowd and you say that prayer or you speak that word, something happens. Hallelujah. I don't want to be like the seven sons of Sceva. They were quite embarrassed when the devil jumped on them that they were trying to cast out and jumped on them, and it was so destructive to them that ripped their clothes off and they ran away wounded and naked. That's pretty bad. Pretty bad situation. You cannot cast the devil out or heal someone just because you know the name of Jesus. It's not an abracadabra word. It's not abracadabra in the name of Jesus. And we say it so much, it's like old hat and it doesn't mean a whole lot. But when you stand out and there is a background of prayer and there is a background of fasting, amen, I'm telling you what, when you say in the name of Jesus, the Lord he is at attention, amen, because you are standing in his stead. You are speaking in his place. Oh, does anybody know what I'm talking about tonight? Oh, there's a whole lot of that going on. Let's go to James chapter 1. I want to talk about this subject tonight, faith that doesn't waver. Look at somebody across the aisle way over there and say, faith that does not waver. Faith that does not waver. Oh, hallelujah. Faith. We used to sing a song when I was younger, and, you know, we got all these new songs, and they're beautiful songs, but this old song probably hadn't been sang here, and who knows if it's ever been sang, decades, but used to go like this. Faith, 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 a little bit of faith. Anybody ever heard that? Faith, 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 a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot, just use all you got. Faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. I don't believe that. I believe it should be sang like this. An evangelist came to our church many years ago and had his box guitar, and he talked about it, he says, faith, 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 a whole lot of faith. Faith, 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 a whole lot of faith. You need a whole lot, so use all you got. Faith, 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 a whole lot of faith. I believe that. A little bit of faith just ain't going to get it. God has dealt to every man a measure of faith, but you've got to build upon that faith. You've got to grow that faith. Amen. You've got to grow it into something where it can move mountains, where it can heal the sick, and you can be a Mark chapter 16 believer, where you lay hands on the sick and they do recover. And when you say in the name of Jesus, amen, the eyes may roll back, they may vomit, but something's going to happen and the devil's going to move. All right, James 1 and 6 and 7, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Somebody say nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. You see there, if you didn't believe me earlier, James just said it. Don't let that man think he's talking to the church. Don't let that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. That apostolic believer, that apostolic guy or lady that's been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, pays her tithes and goes to church, goes to all the functions, cleans the bathrooms, and does everything they can do. But when you waver in your faith, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now, we all waver at times. We have to admit that. I waver at times. You waver at times. Now, if you don't think you do, I'll prove that you do. We just talk about some prayers that haven't been answered yet. You know, and we get prayer for sickness. We get prayer for pain. We get prayer for this and that. And it doesn't happen. And it goes months and it goes years. And then we just kind of forget about it. We just kind of accept the fact this is who we are. This is where, the way it is. This is the condition. But there was a testimony tonight that... who was it? Was healed? Sister Vivian was healed. You know, she believed, or somebody believed for her or for herself. Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Over and over in the Gospels, he said, according to your faith, be it unto you. It wasn't according to his faith. It wasn't Jesus's faith. It was the faith of the believer. It was somebody that said, if I could touch but the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Oh, yes. So when you've got faith, I'll tell you what, you can move mountains. You can say to this mountain, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Anybody ever been over to Lake Michigan? Stood at the shore? I went one time years ago. A friend of mine had a couple wave runners, and he invited me to go out. I had never rode a wave runner, always wanted to. And we went out, and the lake was like glass. It was just smooth. It was just wonderful, man. For a couple hours, we just out on that Lake Michigan just going. It was just amazing. I loved it. Oh, I want to own one of those things. It was just so fun. Anybody ever done that? No, it's a blast. But he took me again, and we went a couple months later, whatever it was. But this day, Brother Wellman, it wasn't like that. There were waves, and they were going up, and they were coming down, and they were going left and to the right and the front and the back. And I hit one of those waves, or it hit me or something. I'm not sure, but all of a sudden, I was airborne. Yeah, I didn't have a seatbelt on either. And I came down. I can't even tell you how far I went up, how long I was in the sky. I don't know. But all I know, I came down, and it wasn't a fun landing. Thank God I had a life vest on. I probably wouldn't be here today. But you know what it was? It was the waves that did that to me. It was the waves, and the waves in life will counteract against your belief in God. Even though it says, with his stripes ye are healed, and by his stripes ye were healed, those waves in our life were counter against everything we've always believed and we've been taught. Amen. They will rock our faith if we don't have a sure foundation. Can we say amen? He said, nothing wavering. Nothing wavering. Nothing wavering. We can't have a wavering in our faith. We cannot have a wavering in our faith. We've got to have a steady faith, a faith that is constant, a faith that is steady, a faith that is sure, a faith that doesn't rock back and forth, a faith that doesn't question God, a faith that doesn't believe the symptom, a faith that doesn't believe the senses, the sensory realm that we live in, around our head, you know, the eyes and the ears and the smell. But you got to have a sixth sense. You got to have another sense, and it's called the sense of faith. And you got to believe when your senses are against you. And when your senses tell you that you're still not healed, when your senses tell you that the problem is still not cured or fixed or resolved, you've got to have a sixth sense that says, I'm going to be steady. I'm going to believe the promise of the Word of God. I'm not going to waver. Get my jacket wet. Last time I got my jacket wet. So, we have so much against us. And that's why we have to have a walk with God outside the church building, don't we? You have to have, because if you don't have a real walk with God outside the church building, you are just vulnerable. You are vulnerable to all the vices of this world. You're vulnerable to everything you see and you hear, and it will get a hold of you. And you'll come in the house of God on a Thursday night, or you'll come in the house of God on a Sunday, and you can't even remember the last time you wept. You can't even remember the last time you spoke in tongues. You struggle with that. You struggle with your breakthrough. I'm telling you, you need to be having breakthroughs at home. I said breakthroughs at home. Do you know what I'm talking about? Don't let this be your only place of prayer. Sure, the Bible says that Jesus said that my house shall be called the house of prayer. But don't you know that you're the temple of God, and that you're the temple of the Holy Ghost, and that you are the house of God? Don't you know that you are the house of God? Amen. And you've got to be a house of prayer 7 days a week. Amen. I want a spirit of prayer about me. I said I want a spirit of prayer about me. We need a spirit of prayer about us. And a spirit of faith. Spirit of faith. Stagger not. Let's take a look at that. Stagger not. Romans 4 and 19 through 21. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. Now talking about Abraham. He wasn't weak in faith. God promised him when he was 75 years old, said, you're going to have a son. You're going to have so many in your inheritance that it's going to be more than the stars in the sky, more than the sand on the seashore. Come on. That's what it's going to be like. But Abraham staggered not at that. He didn't have a son at 75 years old. His wife, 65 years old, he received a promise. And I studied that out. And by the time he was 100 years old, of course, that's when it came into fruition. But he staggered not. But it was 5 times in total that God had spoke to him. And if you'll seek God and you'll walk with God, God will renew his promise to you. God will speak to you again and again and again. It may be through the preaching of the word. It may be through a dream or a vision. It may be just in your prayer time, you feel a full assurance of faith, and you're not going to stagger at what God said he's going to do for you.
I don't want to stagger. You know, we use that example. The drunk man, the drunk woman's the best example I know. You know, they walk around. We've drove down the street and you've seen them. A few steps, sideways, backwards. They don't know which direction they're going. And that's sometimes like our faith. We don't know where our faith is. It's just going all kinds of directions. It falls down, it gets back up, falls down again, gets back up, and sometimes that's just the way our faith is. But that kind of faith, that staggering faith, is not going to realize the promise. It's not going to realize the healing. You could get healed tonight, and you can lose it by tomorrow because the devil says, you didn't really get healed. You were just imagining things, and that was a hyped-up church service. And if you believe his lie, you'll lose your healing. And then you say, I thought I got healed. What happened to that? Why? Because you staggered in your faith. You're going to have to hold on to your faith. You're going to have to believe what God said. Said, devil, you're not taking my healing. Devil, you're not taking my victory. Devil, you're not taking what God said I can have. Stand fast, therefore, in the promises of the Lord. Make your faith sure. The word of God is like a foundation. It's a rock. And as long as you stand on it and you build your house on it, everything's going to be all right.
Be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead. Oh, boy, listen to that. Listen to that. He considered not his own body.
In other words, he could have looked at the symptoms of his own body. I'm an old man. I'm 75, I'm 80, 90, 99. Still hadn't happened. You know, this is impossible for an old guy like me. And look at my wife. She's just an old, wrinkled up, prune of kind of a woman. She just so, her womb is dried up. Her womb is dead. There's no life in her body. She cannot conceive. She cannot deliver. She cannot carry. The devil, all kinds of lies he'll tell to you. You're not going to get away from the lies. The devil can speak to your mind. Amen. But he cannot read your mind. The devil cannot read your heart. He don't have that ability. He's not God. He's just a fallen angel. Come on now. But you'll think he does because you let him know what's in your heart by the actions. Because he tempts you and speaks to you, and then you act it out and you follow suit. And next thing you know, it looks like that he knows what's in your heart. He doesn't. It's just like you and I. If we hang around each other long enough, we can learn one another. I could figure you out and you could figure me out. I could, you know, I could tell my wife what she's going to do next in a situation. And she could tell what I'm going to do in a situation because we're together all the time. And when you're like the devil and you've been studying people all of his existence, he's pretty good at it. So we think that he can read us, read our minds, and he can look into our hearts. He cannot. Only God can do that. So Abraham did not consider his inability. See, you have so many inabilities, you cannot produce the miracle. You cannot make the thing happen. Though as much as you want to make it happen, you cannot do it within yourself. But there was a faith inside of this man that said, I'm going to believe regardless of what my body tells me, regardless of what I feel and see and hear and smell and whatever my feelings are, I'm going to believe what God said. Anybody hearing me tonight? If you can have that kind of faith, your miracle's going to happen. I said, your miracle's going to happen. Somebody stand and clap your hands to the Lord if you believe it. He staggered not. He staggered not at the promise. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. See, the unbelief is what causes us to stagger. See, we can be saying the right things and we can be speaking faith, but our actions and our bodily actions and the way we perform our life and the way we perform our deeds can prove us that we really don't believe like our mouth says. Our actions and our words have to line up. Can we say amen? You have to be sure that your actions and your words line up together in faith because God discerns it all. And God's not looking to shut you down. But see, the Bible says, without faith, no man can please the Lord. And it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And if it's not of faith, it's sin. I didn't say that. The Bible says that. And so I want to try to have faith. And Jesus said, have faith in God. And we want to have faith in the government. We want to have faith in our spouse. And we want to have faith in a system. And we want to have faith in the pastor and the church. And all that's well and good. But where we've got to really have faith is the one that can't fail. Is the one that it's impossible. It's impossible for God to lie. It's impossible for God to lie. He's going to do what he said. He's going to do what he spoke. Anybody hear me tonight? I'm trying to put something on the inside of you. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. So faith, hearing the preaching like tonight, the primary message is tonight is about faith. And all preaching should build our faith to some degree, but sometimes we're hearing a special message, and Pastor does that a lot, and I love it, and sometimes we're hearing a special message about believing and about faith and about miracles, and what does that do? That raises our faith level. That brings us to a new dimension. That brings us, we got to get on healing grounds. We got to get on miracle grounds with God. We got to get in a place of healing and a place of faith and a place ready to receive a miracle. And it's not as difficult as the devil would like to make it. He wants to make everything very difficult. It's not really difficult. It's not at all. But your faith, just in a moment, just boom, snap of a finger, and you're healed. You're healed. You're healed just like that. Praise God. I'll give you a little testimony. Back some years ago, I was a young man, and that's when I didn't have the muscle in the middle. It was flat. I was a young man. But my abdomen swelled out right above it in my belt area, and it swelled out quite a bit, and I didn't know what was wrong. I was in pain a lot, and I had to take my belt and go on like the last hole of my belt, which was a couple belt holes away from where I usually buckled my belt. And I had to take short steps because of the pain. I couldn't take my normal stride as a taller man, but I had to take shorter steps. Sometimes in the middle of the night, I would wake up in pain. I didn't even tell my dad. My dad was not apostolic. I didn't tell him because I know he'd get upset at me because I wasn't going to the doctor. There's nothing wrong with doctors. I don't preach against doctors. I've got a doctor. I've got a dentist. I've got all that. But I did not want to go. I did not want to go. I was speaking the word. I was saying to my body. Now, this went on a month, maybe 2 months. And all day long, I would say, in the name of Jesus, I'm healed. In the name of Jesus, and I would command my body to be healed. I would command this to go. I would command it. I would speak to it all the time. I was not speaking anything negative. I was constantly commanding it. I had not received prayer at church. That's about the only thing I didn't do, but I kept speaking this word. I kept applying this word, this healing balm of the word of God. I kept speaking it to this situation. I used to call it a hernia. I don't know what it was, actually, because I never got diagnosed. But after a couple months of this, I got so tired of it. And I said, Lord, all right, when I get to church, if it was a midweek or Sunday, I don't remember. And I said, when I get to church, I'm going to get prayer that night. That's the only thing I had not done. I said, I'm going to do that. I said, I'm healed anyway, regardless. I'm healed. I'm looking for it to manifest. I'm looking for it to materialize in my body because I am healed by his stripes. See, you were healed 2,000 years ago, but your healing begins to manifest the moment you believe. You know, the pastor anointed me with oil that night, and I didn't feel anything. Like Sister Vivian said, there was no lightning, there was no thunder, there was no rain, there was nothing. It was like, okay, that's fine. I wasn't looking for anything anyway. Because you know what? I understood, and I understand today, it's not about the vibrancy of the prayer. It's not about the words of the prayer. It's about somebody's faith and somebody connecting with you. He said, if any two of you shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father. Sometimes he just wants you to have somebody to believe with you. So I was just kind of on my own for a while, prayed for me, went home that night, still in pain, still swollen, still taking small steps. What in the world could it be with a 20-something-year-old guy? I have no idea. I have no idea. Goes on 2 months. It didn't go away. It was just, it was every day. I woke up, it was that way. But that night I went to bed that way. And when I woke up the next morning, guess what? All of that swelling was gone. The pain was gone. The symptoms were gone for the first time in close to 2 months. When was I healed that morning? No. I was really healed when I began to apply my faith to the situation. That's why in Isaiah 53 and 5, he says, by his stripes ye are healed, present tense. Present tense. You got to say it right. If you don't say it right, you won't get it right. Present tense. Now, Isaiah spoke this hundreds of years before the Lord came and took those stripes. By his stripes ye are healed. And then 1 Peter 3:21, he said, by his stripes ye were healed. Past tense. So we have a present tense. And we have a past tense,
proclamation, a declaration, a promise, whatever you want to call it. But we do not have in the Bible a future tense promise. We don't have a declaration of the future. We make our mistake and we get prayer. And we walk out. We feel the same. We're still hurting. Still got the symptoms. We say, well, God's going to heal me. I know God's going to heal me. No, I know God's. If we go on the way home and we're just praising God, God's going to heal me. When? You've got to realize that God has already healed you. You get prayer. You've got prayer tonight. You've got to know that you have been healed tonight. Oh, but I still got pain. I'm lying if I say I'm healed. No, 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 no. That's not how it works. You've got a right to speak where the Bible speaks. In the Old Testament, God said, let the weak say, I am strong. So did God tell the weak to lie? No, but God told the weak to speak a word of faith. The word is nigh thee, even in thy heart and in thy mouth. That is the word of faith. And we've got to speak a word of faith. So he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, doing what? Giving glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, I'm healed. Thank you, Lord, I'm healed. This pain don't mean nothing. Those are just physical symptoms. But in the spirit, I am healed. I am healed. I'm not going to be healed. I'm not going to be. I am in the present tense healed. Or I was healed in the past tense, but not in the future tense. I'm going to speak as God speaks. Come on now. We've got to speak where the Bible speaks. You got to say what the word says. Is that all right? So when I looked at this passage here, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. I've got a Jewish study Bible and a lot more. Study helps, but I was looking at my Jewish study Bible, and that phrase was strong in faith, giving glory to God, says it like this. He was given power as he gave glory to God. He was given power as he gave glory to God. So whatever is the best way to say it, I'm telling you what, the end result, if you do those things, amen, it's going to come to fruition. There is no choice. It just has to. Amen. One brother told the story of how in a prayer meeting he was preaching revival, and he there was a man that came up for prayer in the prayer meeting one morning. They was having service at night, prayer meetings in the morning, and this man was completely deaf in one of his ears. Completely deaf. See, you've got to understand the difference between a miracle of healing and a recovery healing. A recovery healing. Sure. They're both biblical. They're both biblical. But this man received prayer for his deaf ear, completely deaf. Nothing happened immediately. But that night, went to bed, and the next morning, he woke up completely hearing in that ear. He was completely healed at some time in the night that God just let it come into fruition. Why? Because he went to bed, no doubt, with faith, or somebody believed with him or for him. Amen. But it was enough to get the job done. All I'm trying to say tonight is hold on to your faith. Hang on to your faith. Keep saying it right. Keep believing it right. Amen. Keep acting it out right, because nothing is too hard for the Lord. He's still a God of the deaf. He's a God of the blind. He's a God of the retarded. Amen. God can heal anybody, anything, anytime. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Verse 21, and being fully persuaded, that's what you got to be, fully persuaded. Well, I think it's going to happen. I really think, you know, I got a feeling. I really feel like I'm going to be all right. I really just kind of got a feeling. No, honey, you got to be fully persuaded. I mean, if somebody says something negative about it, you just about it got to be to the point where you just about get upset with them. You know, you don't have a bad attitude, but I'm just saying, you got to catch yourself, but you got to be in defense of your faith. You've got to be in defense of what you believe. Praise the Lord. You've got to be in defense of it. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. I got to move on. I got a lot more. I got a whole nother page. And I'm still on page one.
Hallelujah. Let's look at Matthew 17 for a minute. Now, before I go there, let me just look at my notes here. I want to, in verse 20 of Romans 4:20, that word stagger, he staggered not. I looked that up in the Greek, and it means to separate thoroughly. You know, I described that as a drunken man, but the Greek says to separate thoroughly. It also means to withdraw from, and that's what we do in our faith sometimes. We withdraw from God, and we withdraw from believing. It also means to oppose. And I like the last one. It means to hesitate. Sometimes our faith is hesitating in that promise. Our faith is hesitating. See, people are praying, oh, God, heal Brother John if it be thy will. I don't pray that. And I don't mean to be critical. But when you know what the Bible says, see, that is a prayer of doubt. That's the way I see it, okay? I just see that as a prayer of doubt because you don't know the promise. If God said by his stripes you are healed, then why are you saying about the will of God? The will of God, we know what the will says. The will is the word. The will is the document. The will is what he left us. It's his word. It's 66 books, almost 900,000 words. And we know what it says, or we need to learn what it says. And so we need to encourage one another. So let's go to